on the line. Meteorologist Brent Allen is here. Hi, Brent.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing today?
Pleasure to speak with you. And, of course, we hear the words, Brent, Pineapple Express, and all of a sudden our imaginations run wild. But it sounds like this particular storm may be way worse on Southern California, correct?
Definitely. Well, I know when your mind runs wild, it's thinking about piña coladas.
Well, that's different. That's a different kind of Pineapple Express. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like this storm primarily is going to impact the central part of the state. Was just looking up and down the state at rainfall rates in the last 24 hours. The heaviest rain has actually been falling just south of Monterey, where they're picking up anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 inches in the last 24 hours. Down around Santa Barbara, where our greatest concern
yes.
is, not too bad so far. We're looking at rainfall rates anywhere in the last 24 hours from about 1/10 of an inch to around 1 inch. Just for comparison's sake, we are at 1.23 inches in Santa Rosa in the last 24 hours. So far, so good for down south. But the heaviest rain still is yet to come in. That will arrive later on tonight.
The question everybody wants to know, mainly me, Brent, is will I be able to play golf? I got this slice that I'm trying to work out. So yeah. Friday, am I going to be able to get to the range?
The weather's not going to help you with that.
No. Yeah. How does Sunday sound? That's probably going
really?
To be your best bet. Yeah, Sunday. What we're looking at for us in the North Bay will be just kind of this nuisance rain today, just a damp, dreary day with periods of showers. It will pick up in intensity tonight, so I expect the heaviest rain for us in the North Bay overnight tonight through tomorrow morning, and that's when the actual front is going to push through. Wind is going to pick up out of the southeast. It'll be really gusty to around 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow looks to be a really unsettled day. Periods of sun, then you're going to get some heavy downpours, maybe even a little thunder, lightning, and hail thrown in there as well. One of those mixed bag days. How much more are we going to get? Well, again, we got about 1.25 inches now. I'd say we'll probably get in that same range by the time this thing wraps up. And when I say wraps up, right now that looks like, I'm going to keep a chance of showers going through at least the first half of Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday, we start to dry it out.
And it sounds like next week is going to be quite brilliant in the weather department.
Yes. Isn't that going to be nice? We get a chance to dry things out. We're not going to get too moldy because we'll have some sun, we'll have some wind, and that's really going to help with the ground. It's saturated right now. Let's face it, everywhere is wet. So this will be a great chance to dry things out as we head towards, I think we have a big event coming next weekend, don't we? We're kind of heading towards Easter, aren't we?
A big event?
Yeah, Easter.
Easter thing. Yes,
yeah.
Of course. Yes, we have to look through wet blades of grass, I guess, is the question.
Right now it looks okay. The early look at the forecast says we might get away with one next Sunday where the sun should still be with us.
That'd be nice.
You know, it's way far out, but right now at least the week leading up to it looks pretty good.
Well, one of the things that the National Weather Service said yesterday, Brent, which I found hard to believe, was that what we're in right now this week, could be the last major storm of the season. And how's their crystal ball working?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough when they make a statement like that this far out, because if you remember last year, we still got quite a few storms. Now, big difference. I mean, last year at this time, we had 53 inches of rain. We've got just over 18 in Santa Rosa right now.
Yeah,
but as
difference.
Far as major storm goes, remember, this one's going for a couple of days. Probably. We'll get some intense storms that'll last 5 or 6 hours. But as far as one that's going for pretty much an entire week, it could very well be. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Are we going to make up the whole season, though? Where are we going to be at overall? I've heard the D word was used again, that we might be headed towards one, but it seems like we've picked up business.
We have picked up business. March has been a great rain-producing month for us. We are in a deficit, so we have not received anywhere near what we're going to need for our annual rainfall totals, which is just over 30 inches. So we're way behind there. But fortunately, we did a good job
yeah.
conserving. We did a great job of keeping the water we had at our dams. So we're okay. I just looked at the drought monitor, and we're right on the edge of a moderate drought here in Sonoma County. Coastal areas should be okay. Again, we don't depend on snowpack. We've got Lake Sonoma,
yeah.
so that's great. So we'll see. It's going to be lean, but I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, all that time last year we spent complaining about how it was never going to stop raining. Well, that's paying off for us now.
It will through the summer, too.
Well, we appreciate the definitive word, and so it sounds like keep a wary eye maybe in the burn-scarred areas, but otherwise no big thing for us over the next few days.
Yeah, for us, not bad. A good rain producer will keep an eye down south because their topography is not geared to handle a lot of rain at one time.
Yeah.
That's why they have the problem with debris flows and mudslides. So good thoughts for them down south. For us, we'll keep the rain going through the weekend.
Absolutely. And thoughts to them, too, with those mandatory evacuations in Santa Barbara County. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of erosion movement down there. Brent, thanks so much for being here and clearing this up for us, literally and figuratively.
You got it. My pleasure anytime. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, that is meteorologist Brent Allen on KSRO.